Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome in at this time, Darren Dreger, TSN Hockey Insider, to the Fan Morning Show. Darren, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well, gentlemen. Good morning.
Morning.
Okay, so our city seems to be nervous right now. Should they be or not, Darren?
I don't think so, but I can appreciate why the fan base could be on edge a little bit. It's been that type of year, hasn't it? You know, emotionally up and down. Typically, the Penguins deal with injuries, and they've had to do that again this year. But I think that, you know, everyone's expected them to find their groove and then just ride it, run with it, if you will. And they haven't quite done that yet. And last night was yet another example of that. Although when I look at the Detroit Red Wings, what I see is a team that isn't going to be in that transition phase for, you know, years, maybe a year or two more. But I think you guys can appreciate the speed that certain players with the Detroit Red Wings utilize.
Their top line, if you add up the age of their top line, it adds up to Matt Collins' age.
I know. And that's good work by Kenny Holland and the Detroit Red Wings organization. And they're going to do a lot more as they go into the draft and then they go into free agency. So, yeah, last night stings. It does, because Pittsburgh get a chance to clinch and they miss yet another opportunity. But I wouldn't be so concerned in losing to the Detroit Red Wings, because that's a team that's embracing its youth, embracing its speed, and they've got a lot of guys that are still playing for jobs. So Pittsburgh has two more games. I don't question where their positioning is when I look at the standings and the fact that they're geared up for the postseason. What I wonder, though, is if they do have that next level. The experience of the Penguins tells me they do, but they're going to have to prove that.
Well, Derek, can teams, possible playoff opponents of the Penguins, look at last night's game as a little bit of a template, especially if they've got the speed to play the way the Red Wings played last night and have for the last 3 weeks? Or do they look at it and say, well, the Penguins are without Letang, Dumoulin, and Malkin. Once they get fully healthy, if they can get fully healthy, they will be back and clicking.
That's, you know, yeah, there's no question. They're going to look at who isn't playing with the Penguins right now, and that is a ton of talent, you know, not to have access to. And that's, you know, a different look for any team that's going to face the Penguins if they've got a full and healthy lineup. But I think you can strategically take elements, you know, from the games, the video that you've watched in the teams that have had success against Pittsburgh. And last night might be a classic example. Again, you know, if you're a speed-based team, it doesn't matter if you're the Penguins or you're playing the Tampa Bay Lightning. You know, if you run the zones, the neutral zone, offensive zone with speed, you know, the defensive structure of any team has no choice but to back off. And we saw that last night, you know, in the Pittsburgh-Detroit game. So I would suspect that that's the type of strategy that whoever Pittsburgh plays in round one is going to use. But, you know, again, you put Chris Letang back in the lineup. You put Evgeny Malkin back in the lineup. You've got Sid. You've got Kessel. You've got a great year from Jake Guentzel. Go down the list. The transition game that the D in Pittsburgh can play. If the Penguins have the puck most of the game, then it's real tough to battle against that. So Pittsburgh has its own strategy, I'm sure, when healthy.
Well, last night for me was the first time I noticed Pettersson and Gudbranson looked a bit slow. And part of that is because Dumoulin and Letang aren't out there taking minutes that they should.
Right.
I mean, it's the trickle down. And don't they miss not necessarily the flashy play from Dumoulin, but it's the play from Dumoulin. Let's just settle things right now.
Yes. And Chris Letang, who, you know, if he's in trouble deep in his own zone, he'll find an outlet. You know, he'll either make that pass or he'll skate the puck out of trouble and into an offensive play. I mean, that's the skill set of Letang and the experience of that type of player. Nobody expects Pettersson or Gudbranson to have that in their toolbox. I mean, those are depth defensemen that you absolutely 100% need, and they're valued. And they will be impact guys if the Pittsburgh Penguins are going to have success in the Stanley Cup playoffs. But it's apples to oranges here, and it's a different game when the Penguins have a healthy blue line.
TSN Hockey Insider Darren Dreger with us here on the Fan Morning Show. You're in Toronto all the time. Darren, you saw the Phil Kessel Chronicles very closely when he was with the Leafs. He got his first even strength goal since January last night. Does Phil Kessel have a certain shelf life with each team that he plays with?
Well, I think you could say that of a lot of teams aside from, you know, bona fide corner of the franchise superstar guys like Sid and, you know, Malkin to some degree. Phil Kessel, when he was traded by Toronto to Pittsburgh, yeah, there was some catcalls from Toronto, you know, good, let's get rid of him, let's move on, get rid of that contract, all of those things. But, you know, you guys know the history here. He was a perfect fit for the Penguins because Phil Kessel is a star player in the National Hockey League as a secondary star. He doesn't have to be the face. He doesn't have to face the media on a daily or even a weekly basis. You guys know that. But he can drift in the shadows. He could not do that in Toronto. Toronto just wouldn't allow it because he was such an important and integral piece to the Toronto Maple Leafs at the time that he had to be front and center every single day, and he hated it. And because of that, I think that it influenced his play. And every time there was a misstep in his game, then we in the media would pounce. So it's possible that, you know, he has a shelf life, but I also know how valued he is by the Penguins. And if Jim Rutherford gets to a place, you know, maybe it's at the draft this year, stranger things have happened, and he legitimately puts Phil Kessel in play, guys, you know that there'll be a market for him because he can be that game-breaking player.
Darren, do you subscribe to the it's imperative that the Penguins play the Islanders in the first round theory, or do you subscribe to you have to play everybody eventually anyway theory?
Yeah, that's the way I look at it. And I've programmed myself to feel and think that way because I'm on the side where I think that the National Hockey League does have to take a look at changing the playoff matrix and the format. But in saying that, I know that there's no appetite, you know, from the club level and from the commissioner's office level to make that change. So we can talk about it. We can complain about it. But what's the point? It's wasted air because they're not going to change it. So when you come to terms with that, then you look at the reality of any situation. And, yeah, I mean, in a perfect world, you'd kind of ease your way into round two if you could. But that's a dangerous mindset as well. So there's nothing wrong with going up against one of the best teams. And I'll tell you what, I've watched enough Islander games, guys. There is no chance that if Pittsburgh matches up against New York, that they're going to take that club lightly. Because if they do, that will be a horrendous mistake. Their goaltending can be and has been top-notch. Defensively, they've drifted away, I would say, over the last half dozen games or so. But I mean, there was a complete metamorphosis of the New York Islanders under the guidance of Barry Trotz over the regular season, which is why they are such a threat. So the Islanders aren't going to be a pushover either.
We know all about Barry Trotz in the playoffs. Trust me, we've seen him quite a bit, right?
No kidding.
Darren Dreger, TSN Hockey Insider. Darren, we thank you so much. Busy time of year. We'll talk to you again shortly, I'm sure.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks,
all
Darren.
Right. Darren Dreger. Let's dovetail off of that. Are we making too much of the playoff matchup straight away? You know, that's a real respected hockey voice saying, who cares? Who cares who you play?
Well, and also,
are we wanting the Islanders too much?
Or if you're going to have to go through Washington and Tampa at some point anyway, what's a legitimate expectation for this team as a fan?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.